Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My topic today is, what kind of Christian are you? This title is not to be used to point fingers at others, but to really self-reflect on who we are as Christians. And it is meant to take a look at ourselves and think about first how God sees us and how He loves us. It is also to think about how we are to live as Christians in a world where there is so much happening, there's so much destruction, so much hatred, so much disparity. You know, so as I continue, I will just reflect on scriptures, and I hope this will touch your heart. The first is 1 Samuel 16 and 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I believe we do this often. We look at someone else and make a judgment about someone's character. But sometimes what we see is not truly the heart of the person. Another thing is that everyone is not perfect, and we all have sinned or fallen short of what God wants us to be. Sometimes we might see people who appear to be good, and they're not really good people. And then sometimes we see people who have a lot of flaws, and we think that they're not good people, but inside, you know, they are good people. Maybe they're just going through something. One thing is that many times we fall short, and we fall short of what God wants us to be. We all have sinned, and maybe we have repented, and even the person that we might be looking at has repented and felt sorry, asking God for forgiveness for the things that were done in the past. And the thing about God, He is so merciful and full of grace, and He loves us so much, He forgives. It's wonderful how God sees sin no more. Our record is wiped clean. We thank God for the blood of Jesus who came for the atonement of our sins, that we might have eternal life and life more abundantly. And so sometimes we might look at people and we make a judgment call on who they are, but sometimes that is not truly who they are. And it's so wonderful how God looks at our hearts and He knows who we are inside. Titus 3 and 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." Romans 5, 1 to 5, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Granted, life can be difficult at times, and we go through many struggles, and there's sometimes we can't see a way out, and sometimes even through those struggles, it seems that, you know, there's nothing that we can do. But through faith and the Holy Spirit, God gives us strength, strength to go through the hardest of times. Through each hardship and trial, we gain perseverance, as the scripture says, and endurance. We build character. We may cry sometimes, even, and we may even ask God why. However, in the process, we must remember that God is building us up to be stronger. Sometimes I believe He even allows us to fall to learn a lesson or to bring us closer to Him. You know, because sometimes we, excuse me, we do things and, you know, it's not necessarily what God wants to do. And so God allows it. But then, you know, something might happen and then we say, you know what, I should have done this other thing, or I shouldn't have done that. You know, God showed me this way, and or I, you know, I, yeah, He showed me this way, and I didn't do what God had showed me to do. And so God sometimes has to teach us, you know, just like we teach the children. He has to teach us. Sometimes the children don't always listen, you know. And so sometimes we allow the children to make their mistakes. We let them go through because they don't always listen. But once they go through something, then they realize, oh, man, I should have listened. And so we are kind of the same way. It's like we should have listened. And so God lets us fall sometimes to teach us a lesson, to bring us closer to Him, so that if we encounter that same or similar situation, we are now stronger and we can withstand. 2 Peter 1:5-7. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love. 1 Timothy 6:11-12. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Colossians 3:12-15. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I think these last few scriptures are the hardest for many, because they deal with the forgiveness, they deal with forgiveness, love, humility, and long suffering. It doesn't mean God wants us to be a weak people, but quite the contrary, God wants us to be a strong people, a people that love one another despite the flaws we each have. He wants us to forgive, and forgiveness takes strength. Because if someone hurts you, and it can be very difficult to truly forgive someone, especially if they hurt you very deeply. But if we ourselves are humble and full of humility, I believe, before God Himself and seeking His face, He helps us to do the most difficult things, such as forgiving, because our heart becomes transformed. God wants us to uplift others, to help them, to stop complaining and gossiping about one another, but instead pray for them, for the struggles of each person is different. Some people struggle with food. Some people struggle with drugs. Some people struggle with fornication. Some people struggle with anger or lying. But one thing I have always believed, how are we better than the person who does this if we complain, gossip, or talk about them behind their back? We are to pray for them, ask God to help them, because only God can change a heart, and He is the only way. He is the only one who can change an addiction. Many of us have seen, truly good people with good hearts. They struggle with flaws, and they struggle many times. They struggle with flaws that are difficult to overcome, but thank God we have an overcomer, and His name is Jesus. So as we would want someone to pray for us, let us uplift one another and pray for one another. Corinthians 13:13. And now abide in faith, hope, love, these three things, but the greatest of these is love. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Lord, I just thank you for every person listening today. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord, that you continually are with us. I thank you, Lord, for just shedding your blood for the atonement of our sins. I thank you for your goodness and your grace. Lord, I just ask that you help us to be who you want us to be. Help us to follow your way. Help us to be a forgiving people. Help us to trust in you always. Help us, Lord, to love one another in spite of our flaws, God. Lord, help us to be a true Christians that follow your word, that when people look at us, that your light shines. Each and every one of us have flaws, God, but Lord Jesus, we ask, God, that you help us with those flaws to be a better people. Strengthen us, strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts, oh God, that we may withstand against the enemy that will cause us to sin or to put things in our mind that shouldn't even be there or things that we even shouldn't do. Help us to withstand. Help us to be a stronger people, seeking your face day in and day out, on our knees, humble before you, remembering that you are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord Jesus, help us to be an example. Lord Jesus, we ask, oh God, that help us to be a people of love, showing love to one another, showing care to those who are hurting, care to those who need a friend. Help us, oh God. Lord Jesus, even when we see people with flaws, God, or who have fallen, teach us to pray for those. Teach us to pray instead of gossiping and backbiting and talking about people behind their back. Lord, teach us to pray and uplift our brethren, because there's so many today who are going through struggles, God, and we need people of prayer. We need people of prayer to uplift them, to strengthen them. Even our politicians, we need people of prayer to pray for them. Those who are in business, we need people to pray for them. For our children, we need people to pray for them, to pray for each other, those within the church, those even outside the church. We need a praying people, God. Teach us to pray. Teach us to fall on our knees. Teach us your word. Put your word in our hearts. Let us be a people who seek after your word, to want to know what your word says, that your word is in our hearts, that we will not be a people who sway to or fro, but we stand firm upon your word. We thank you, God, for everything and all things. I ask, O God, that you bless every person listening. Touch their hearts. Bless their families. Bless their children. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them as they walk down the street. Protect them, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit surround each and every person today, God. Keep them under the hedge of your protection, O God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor. And even today, as we go to sleep, let each and every person have sweet dreams. If their body is in pain, we ask for their healing, God. Let your healing mercies be upon them right now. In Jesus' name. Every person going through pain, going through illness, head colds, disease, healing mercies be upon them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those fighting battles with drugs, maybe even smoking, fighting battles, spiritual battles, Lord, we pray deliverance. We ask, Lord, that you deliver in the name of Jesus. Send your angels to fight the battle in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic force right now in Jesus' name. Send your angels, O God, to fight the battle in the name of Jesus, in the spiritual realm that we cannot see, Lord. But you only, God, know, God, fight the battles. Lord, we pray, O God, even for increase for every person listening, financial increase. In the name of Jesus, we pray for increase even in their happiness, in their joy, God. Someone today, Lord, has been sad. They're feeling down and lowly, God. We pray, God, for peace and joy in their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, uplift, O God, in the name of Jesus. Break every yoke, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, break every yoke. In the name of Jesus. We know that the battle is not ours, Lord, but the battle is yours. Help us to have faith and trust you in all things, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for our land today, God. We cry out to you, God. We cry out, there's so many protests today, people fighting one another, Lord Jesus. We ask, O God, that you begin to send a peace across our nation. Despite everything that's happening, we ask for a peace to spread across this nation today, Lord, in Jesus' name. The enemy seeks to destroy the people of America. But we ask, O God, for peace. Let your Holy Spirit reign today, God. Let your Holy Spirit reign, God, in this place. Begin to have your people fall on their face before you, God. In the name of Jesus. No matter what they are, who they are, no matter what religion, what culture, God, peace. Peace in Jesus' name. Peace. We ask for your peace. Lord, give this new president-elect, give him wisdom to provide for all people, to provide for all cultures, to help each and every person, despite what the news media may say, Lord, that this person will be fair. Prick his heart, God, because only through you can these things be done, God. So prick his heart, and any politician that works beside him, prick their hearts, God, that they would supply the needs of the people and the needs of this land, God, The children need you, Lord. The poor need you, God. The elderly need you, God. The veterans need you, God. The police need you, God. Every culture needs you, God. We need you. We need a peace that spreads across this land, a peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we believe that it is done today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your everlasting mercy. For we know, Lord, that all we have to do is ask for anything in your name, and that we shall receive, and that it shall be done. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. And help us to remember to be humble in all things, and not be prideful before you, but to be humble before you, God. We glorify your name, God, and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.